This episode is brought to you by the Arvada Center, because they're kicking off their summer concert series in June. Relax under the stars at the Arvada Center's outdoor amphitheater and take in acts like Melissa Etheridge, Big Richard, Tower of Power, Preservation Hall Jazz Band, The Spin Doctors, and so much more. Concerts are scheduled for June through September. You can find a whole schedule of events and get your tickets today at arvadacenter.org. That's arvadacenter.org.
Today on CityCast Denver, it's officially October, so we've got the whole team together to give you a guide to the spookiest month of the year. Whether you're deep into the macabre or you're really only looking for a nice pumpkin patch where you can kick back with a hard cider, we've got you covered with fun stuff to fill your calendar all month long. Today is Monday, October 2nd. I'm Paul Caroli in for Bree Davies, and here's what Denver's talking about. Hello and welcome to the show. We've got the whole crew together today because this is a very special episode. It's our new monthly look at the coolest stuff happening in Denver. Host Bree Davies is here.
I'm here. I'm alive.
And producer Olivia Jewel Love was sick all last week, but she's back. Hey, Olivia.
I'm back. Hey, guys.
And of course, newsletter editor Peyton Garcia is here. Hey, Peyton.
Hi, I'm super excited for this.
Yeah, me too. This is a big month for events. It's Halloween month. I don't know what we're going to be talking about. Maybe some ghost tours, some spooky, dance parties.
It was hard to choose. There is a lot
of
cool stuff happening. Okay. Yeah, I mean, and I have to say, I'm not a Halloween person at all. This is not my season. I respect it. It's it's how I feel about Metallica. I respect the artistry, just not my thing. Or Taylor Swift, that's also respect the artistry, not my thing. Same with Halloween.
Anyone else you want to trash?
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm not trashing it.
Yeah,
I'm
give
saying,
us a laundry
I'm
list.
Paul McCartney,
you can have
respect him, keep him away from me.
You know what?
Me.
You don't want to get into my opinion on the Beatles because it's not pretty.
Oh, no.
But what I am saying is I respect the devotion that folks have to this time of year. And I have to say, Denver has so much cool stuff going on. If this is your thing, I honestly don't know how you're going to choose. There's just so much cool stuff. Yeah, so
there's a lot happening. So
I'm excited because I've never been on this end of the event recs.
Oh yeah, it's usually you.
Just sitting back.
I just get to enjoy and be a spectator. I'm never that.
All right. Well, let me explain quickly how it's going to work before we get into it. Olivia and Bree have each picked four events. So we're going to go through all of Olivia's and then we're going to collectively pick our favorite. Then Bree's and do the same. And then the two picks, we're gonna go head to head and then pick our official maybe for October, aka the one event where you're most likely to see us.
Yeah.
Shall we do this?
Let's do it.
Olivia, you look ready. I think we should start with you.
So our first event, it's time for pumpkins, ladies and gentlemen, and
theys and thems and friends,
ladies and gentle thems. It's time for the pumpkin festival at Chatfield Farms.
Oh.
So I'm a pumpkin girly. Peyton and I talk about this a lot. We love pumpkins. So this is just your classic pumpkin patch. Let's go. Let's go look at pumpkins. Let's do fall stuff. So this is happening Friday through Sunday, October 6th through 9th. So it's coming right up, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Chatfield Farms in Littleton, which I've never been, but I'm excited to go. And so you pay $16 for adults, $14 for seniors, $12 for kids, and then babies 2 and under are free. So take your little babies, take Benny, go in for free. So there's a 10-acre pumpkin patch. You can get pumpkins. They're priced by pumpkin size, apparently. It's a thing. And they've got kids stuff, family stuff, food trucks, food vendors, beer and hard cider, pumpkin patch in the corn maze, an antique tractor exhibit, tractor-pulled parking shuttles, hay rides, photo booths, bouncy houses for kids, a mini maze for kids. A lot of family fun happening at this event. And this is peak fall to me. Just going to a pumpkin patch, walking around, taking pics with the girls. I love it. So I'm going to go. I'm going to get me a pumpkin, have some hard cider. And it's pretty cheap, honestly, not bad.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's pretty affordable.
This is a great pick, Olivia.
Yeah,
Mm-hmm. I've been to this one. It is pure fall. Whatever you're imagining, Olivia, that is this place. If you want that experience, very strong emphasis on the family stuff, I would say.
Yes. Well, and this is
that's how they usually are.
Chatfield's a satellite, sort of a satellite space for the Botanic Garden. So there, I feel like most of their programming is really heavily family focused.
Yes.
But also, I would say a lot of the Botanic Garden stuff sells out. So this is an opportunity to go to one of their events because it's. I think they've got a wider. Yes. They've got more space for more tickets, so I agree. Very family friendly.
Yes, your quintessential fall activity.
All right, let's keep moving. What's number two, Olivia?
The next one, another fall pick. We're going to Cider Days in Lakewood. Ooh. Lakewood Cider Days. So I've been to Cider Fest in Morrison the past couple of years, usually covering it for the paper I used to work at. But this one I'm going to go to because this is kind of in my stomping grounds, Lakewood. It's at Heritage Lakewood Belmar Park on October 7th and 8th. It's a similar family fun affair, but this time with the emphasis on cider. I'm a huge apple cider girly, hard cider or non-hard cider. I just love apple cider. So we've got, you know, the same type of tractor pulls, live performances, music, harvest treats, everything apple, including apple pressing and apple cider by the glass or the gallon. And so it's only $8 for adults. That's if you buy the tickets in advance. Mm. And then if you buy them at the door, it's 12. And then kids 3 to 12 is $5. And then 2 and under is free. So another free option for Benny.
Just FYI, Montgomery can go too. He's 2. So it's 2 and under.
Oh, 2 and below.
Just putting it out there.
2 and under.
Montgomery and Benicio can
there
go
you
for
go.
Free.
I was thinking like 2 and up, but it is 2 and under. All right. Montgomery's going for free too. So all the babies. And this one, you know, just another classic fall activity, but I thought this one was so funny. I was telling Paul about this morning. They have a free bike valet at it.
Oh, cute.
So if you're someone who rides your bike places, you can roll up and have it valeted, whatever that means.
I love that.
I do too.
Does somebody ride your bike away? Do they roll it away?
I guess that's a good one.
I have been to an event with a bike valet before.
Yeah.
I have a story. It's weird is what happens. Maybe I was in a weird mood or something, but I pulled up to this event and I had never had this experience before because like normally you bike places and you're just looking for like a sign or something to lock up to.
Yeah.
But this guy walked up to me and was like, can I take your bike? I'm thinking, absolutely not. No, you cannot take my bike and
but
take
did you
it
know
where,
there was
while
you know
he's standing under a
valet?
Giant sign that says
I had
a bike
never heard
valet.
Of it. It was just like a guy. And so I was like cagey and then it got kind of weird and I ruined it, I think. But now that I know it's a thing, you know, cool service, I guess.
But how does it work? I mean, what if Peyton's running the bike valet and then Paul pulls up on his bike and Peyton has to try to ride Paul's bike? She's not going to reach the pedals.
No, it's usually just like a space you walk it right up and it's just someone is watching your bike, basically. Yeah. It's just a space
it's
where
like
bikes
a, it's
are
like
being
a
watched.
Coat check for bikes.
Yeah, exactly.
I imagine.
Exactly.
Yeah, coat check.
I was
is
expecting
more like it.
Someone to ride it no. away. I was excited. Anyway.
Right, yeah, we got. Okay, let's keep cooking. Let's keep cooking here. What's number three, Olivia?
All right. So the next one. October to me is a very time of like heavily drinking. You know, I think Halloween kind of has that connotation for people. So I found this really fun event.
Some honesty in the morning. Love it.
Yes, as the one Gen Zer.
I think it is. But this is a fun event happening on Saturday, October 7th at 5 p.m. in City Park. It's a sober paint and sip where you're going to be pumpkin painting and having mocktails.
I like that option.
You pay $14 and you get to hang out with a bunch of crew who's not drinking, just having mocktails, and you get to paint some pumpkins and hang out in City Park. I don't know what the weather will be like, probably like either 90 degrees or snowing, who knows, but you know, dress for the weather and you go. Letters. And it's kind of a nice non-drinking centric event. So if you're someone who doesn't vibe with that, this is your option. I thought this was really fun. I think I want to paint a pumpkin.
Yeah, that sounds super fun. I like that one.
So you're painting pictures of pumpkins or you're painting actual pumpkins?
No, you're painting on a pumpkin.
Okay. Sober pumpkin painting is what this is.
I suppose you could paint a picture of a pumpkin on a pumpkin.
Yes, but I was just clarifying.
You could do that, but then you'd have to keep going and like pumpkin on a pumpkin on a pumpkin.
Paul, you just came up with my pumpkin idea for the season. I'm going to get a white pumpkin and then paint an orange pumpkin on it.
Wow.
Yeah, let us know how the neighbors feel about that.
Okay.
All right, last one, bringing us home. So this one I think sounds so cool. I've never been, but it's happening on Saturday, October 29th. And it's kind of an all-day thing. But this is in Manitou Springs, which I've never been up there. But it is the Emma Crawford Coffin Races.
Whoa.
So this is apparently a thing that has been happening since the 90s. Apparently, one of the most notable people in their town, Emma Crawford, she moved to Manitou Springs trying to like cure her tuberculosis.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And, you know, a couple of years later, didn't work, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
Emma Crawford.
But she said that she wanted to like be buried on top of this mountain. But then apparently a railroad company started building on the mountain, and so they were going to forcibly remove her coffin, and then it just started like flying down the mountain. So for some reason this town has decided to take that and then like, this is our legacy.
This sounds like a quintessential mountain town.
It totally
specific
does.
Festival.
This sounds like a Manitou Springs festival. If you guys have
good point, Paige.
So let me explain how you do it. So you have a team, and you have one Emma and four runners, and you all wear your own costume.
So someone's in the coffin.
Of course.
Yes. So you make a coffin. You make a coffin like some kind of float. Like, I'm looking at these things. People make all sorts of creative coffin things, and you have to run this race. You have to run a 195-yard track along the Manitou Avenue, and they have a bunch of awards for like fastest, best entourage, best coffin, best Emma.
Amazing. Amazing.
You just go. And so you can either participate in that, you can go watch. They have like a whole, you know, day around it. Obviously, this is a huge thing there.
Go to the website and watch the YouTube videos, because it's
yes,
hysterical.
The videos are hilarious.
All right.
It's so funny. But anyway, that's my crown jewel.
Dibs on being Emma.
Dang it. I wanted to be Emma. All right. We got Pumpkin Fest at Chatfield Farms, Cider Days in Lakewood, the Sober Pumpkin Paint and Sip in City Park, and the Emma Crawford Coffin Races in Manitou Springs. I mean, that's where I'm at. That coffin race sounds amazing. I want to go see that.
Yeah, you made the right choice saving that for last, Olivia.
Yeah, that's a real winner.
I know. I had to build up the suspense.
All right, so we got our first Maybe You'll See Us There for Olivia's picks. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to hear Bree's top picks for October.
This episode is brought to you by Pine Melon, the farmer's market delivered. Pine Melon is a next generation grocery delivery app that partners with over 200 farmers, ranchers, and producers in Colorado to help make fresh, locally sourced foods available to the Denver community at fair prices. Get high quality meats, eggs, and dairy from small local farms, fresh baked breads from local bakeries, and more, as well as all of your favorite pantry staples. Best part is, Pine Melon offers same-day delivery to Denver and soon Boulder within a two-hour window, no subscription necessary. Save time in your busy schedule and get fresh and healthy groceries delivered right to your door. Join the movement and support local today. Use promo code CITYCASTDENVER for $75 off your first delivery at pinemelon.com. That's pinemelon.com.
All right, we're back. Time for another batch of events coming up in October. Bree, are you ready?
I am. I'm glad that usually in advance you make sure that we don't overlap. We did not overlap one bit. So I did not have any of those events anywhere near my radar.
Excellent.
I didn't think we would. I was like, we're going full fall Halloween, and I think Bree's gonna take us to
mine's gonna be probably a little freakier. So
bring it on.
Yeah, love that, though.
Okay, well, starting with Saturday, October 7th, it's the Denver Oddities and Curiosities Expo. which is at the convention center. It's a giant, it's for lovers of the strange, unusual, and bizarre. So this is local and national vendors, dealers, and artists and small businesses who sell all things weird. You will find taxidermy, preserved specimens, original artwork, Halloween-inspired things, antiques, creepy clothing, so you can get your Halloween costume, or maybe your regular clothes if this is how you dress year-round. I think it's pretty reasonably priced. $12 in advance, $15 day of, and kids under 12 are free, which is cool. And then they also have some special things that you can do. You can sign up for the Full Mount Rabbit Taxidermy class. So you can taxidermy a rat. They give you, they provide everything with this class.
You don't bring your own rabbit?
No, you do not BYO rabbit, I'm assuming, because the class is $235 and it is all day long. And you learn how to taxidermy an animal and you leave with a fully taxidermied rabbit. So if that's your kind of thing, I feel like this is the place to be. This is not my thing, but I know a lot of people that love this kind of stuff.
It's not your thing? You seem like this would be.
These are. This is such a little squirrel. This is an adjacent world to my weirdos, and I know these weirdos. They're not my weirdos, but I respect these weirdos, and this is the place. Like, it sounds like a super cool event because it's like, I have a lot of friends that do this, that make like homemade jewelry, that make specific clothes for like witchy people, and this is the place that you would probably get all that stuff.
The merch looks like it's on point.
It's crazy. It's wild.
The merch is great.
It's for my friends who's alone. Like Beetlejuice is their lifestyle kind of thing. Like,
we're
going to
see Lauren Boebert there. Oh my God.
Like, I have a friend whose daughter's name is Lydia, after Lydia from Beetlejuice, and she is like the most goth 7-year-old I've ever met. She's amazing. So she did the Wednesday dance from the new Wednesday for her school talent show. Like, this is the kind of place for my little friends like Lydia. So that's the Denver Expo.
That's a great one. When are you ever going to learn how to do taxidermy?
I know. Yeah. I mean, kind of. It's like, it seems like such a specialty thing that if you're curious at all, this is the perfect place to do it. Because I don't know anyone else that's just...
Yeah. If you do it at your house, people are going to think you're like a budding serial killer.
Totally.
So you definitely got to go to an organized event. Totally. Not just do it at
Although I do have a place later on in my list that might be helpful to you if you're into that kind of stuff.
Okay, let's go there next. Let's keep moving. What's number two, Bri?
Okay, so then I guess my next one is the Lemur and Friends Graveyard Market. And this is hosted by the Learned Lemur, which is that oddities shop on Colfax that my friend Jonathan runs. When we did our live event a couple months ago in the back patio, his store is on the front of this, but they utilize that back patio for this. They do it. This is a monthly market. I mean, they are Halloween creeps year round, but this is like, you know, a special time of year. So they do a very similar, I would say a similar market on a smaller scale. What I would recommend this one for is, especially if you're new to the city, if you're a Beetlejuice is my lifestyle type person, this is a really cool place to meet other people that are into the stuff you're into. So the Lemur and Friends Graveyard Market is going to have very similar things, vendors. I think they'll do some entertainment. They have like, what did they do last time? They had like the air. What are those ladies called?
Aerialists?
The aerialists and stuff. Yeah.
Kind of like the Cirque du Soleil type.
Totally. But they do like... They do like freak show stuff year round at the Learned Lemur. So
love it.
Yeah. So this is just one of their monthly events where you can come and you can buy spell kits, handmade jewelry, leatherwork, unusual antiques, just all kinds of things. So another market's slightly similar, but a much smaller scale if you're looking for, I would say, for community around your if you're a creepy, you're a full-time creep, this is your spot.
You know, I feel like I'm only a part-time creep, but I would
you
check
might,
it out.
You might like it, though.
Creep 9 to
you
5.
You might like it. I feel like it would be a little less daunting than the giant expo. You know what I mean? This is like a smaller.
I'm just like, I'm not like a witchy person, but like I sometimes am into weird things. That sounds super strange, but like I kind of like creepy things. Like my dog got surgery on his neck, and he had this really big. You know what? We're not going to talk. He had these like wicked stitches, and I thought it was like so gross. It was cool, and like I was showing everyone. I was like, "Check out my dog's wicked stitches," and everyone was like, "That's disgusting. Why are you showing that to me?" And I'm like, "I don't know. Isn't there something kind of creepy and cool about it?"
You know what, Peyton?
Frankenstein.
I think you could go to the Learned Lemur for the market and meet some other people.
That's what I'm saying. I'm a part-time creep, not a full-time creep. But I don't know, weird things. I'm interested. I'm into serial killers and
into them. Well, into them.
We're gonna
into learning about them. Into learning about
well,
them.
Well, here, but Peyton, you're helping give a wider spread of what this community mm-hmm. looks like. I feel like true crime people,
See?
You know, Jeffrey Dahmer
Thank
fanatics
you.
Or what else? Oh, Nightmare Before Christmas people. I'd say there's a tinge of Harry Potter in this community as well.
What?
Well, it's about witchcraft okay, and wizardry, you guys. Hello. That's part
Hello?
Of this. I think it's part of that.
Yeah. All right. See, I'm into it.
All right. Let's keep going.
Next is Dyketopia, their Halloween spectacular. It's a two nights of comedy at the Bug Theater. Dyketopia has been going on for like, I think, 3 years. It's a queer centered comedy showcase. And this is sort of just like a Halloween themed one. You can come in your Halloween costume. And what I think is really cool about this is you're going to see queer comics, and it's really a safe space for queer folks. But then you're like, also, it's cool to see the community come around queer comedy in a way where like it's just like a safer place to tell the kind of jokes that maybe you want to tell that you can't tell in a straight space. I don't know. I just think they've done such a cool job. And I know that they sell out every time they do this show, and they've done it at the Oriental Theater. So this is, if you get in and get tickets now, I mean, I would do it sooner than later. They're doing it two nights. I think it's just going to be awesome. So
what? Sorry, when is this happening?
This one is happening on October 20th and 21st. And I think I'm assuming it's probably 18 and up, but I'm not sure. I'd have to check. But you can come in your costume and see amazing local queer comedians. And I have a feeling there's going to be some Halloween jokes. So again, crossover for all my Halloween freaks out there.
Terrific pick. That one sounds really fun. I've been hearing good things about Dyketopia mm-hmm. for like, I don't know,
me too.
Years.
Because they have
months,
a podcast
at least,
too.
Long time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to be really great.
Yeah. So I was just like, oh, what a cool idea. So okay. Next is I haven't
All right,
been
last
able,
one,
I know.
Great. Here we go.
I was having a really hard time choosing you guys. But Paul said I could creep into November because Dia de los Muertos festival and events tend to come into mm-hmm. that time frame. So Muertos and Westwood, you know, Westwood, our favorite spot, November 3rd through 5th. The neighborhood is doing all kinds of things throughout the whole weekend, which includes like a street festival. So again, you're going to see like a lot of Westwood festivals. You're going to see local vendors, traditional dance performances, art installations, food, interactive workshops. And what's really cool about Westwood is they bring the sort of cultural and historical components of Dia de los Muertos, and they talk about it in a different way. And maybe they reframe it in the way that you've kind of seen it. It's one of those things that's kind of been commercialized, and they've done a really good job of bringing it back to the community and explaining more of what it's about. So, and also it's open to everyone. So you don't have to be of the culture to appreciate it and be welcomed into it. And so if you're more curious about the origins of Dia de los Muertos and what the community does to celebrate their loved ones, this is like the coolest, honestly, most low pressure, cool way to do it is go hang out for Muertos in Westwood.
Yeah, if I wanted to, I mean, I can't think of a better place to celebrate Dia de los Muertos than Westwood.
Same. I just think they crush it at all their events. So that would be my last one.
I feel like this might be a big year for Dia de los Muertos.
You think so?
Because like I was talking to someone at the Denver Art Museum, their next big exhibit that they're doing for the fall is all about Dia de los Muertos and the history. Like,
oh,
and,
cool.
And I didn't know this, but it's like relatively new. A lot of the traditions that at least come to my mind, like the skull thing, how big a part of the holiday that image of that skull, like apparently that only came up like 100 years ago.
Yeah. And I think what's cool too is like it, because it's around this time when we're doing Halloween stuff, part of the beauty of the Dia de los Muertos, like the celebration of life and like how it's about building ofrendas, like building altars to the people in your lives that have passed on while carrying on things of that remind you of them and like celebrating their lives. I think sometimes that gets lost. And that's what I love about the Westwood stuff is like you can get a full, deep understanding of what this is and celebrate along with everybody else. So I love that.
All right. So we got Denver Oddities and Curiosities Expo.
Yes.
Which is at the National Western Center?
It's at the Convention Center.
Actually, that does change things for me. I don't like doing stuff at the Convention Center as much as the National Western, to be honest. The Convention
really?
Center is like, yeah, it's just not my favorite building. I don't like the design of it or something. It's like the spaces are too
vibes
big.
Are,
oh, Paul.
Vibes are off. Vibes are off.
You know,
vibes
Paul, if you were here 30 years ago, you would have maybe loved Kerrigan Hall, which they tore down to build that. So
Sorry, you missed it. Anyway, Denver Oddities and Curiosities Expo, the Lemur and Friends Graveyard Market, Dyketopia Halloween Spectacular.
Yeah.
Which is two nights of comedy at the Bug Theater.
Two nights, yes.
Costumes welcome. And then Muertos in Westwood. Dia de los Muertos celebration in Westwood.
And actually, their stuff's going all month long. I just want to say they're doing things all month long, but it's kicking off with this big weekend. So,
okay, good to know. But Peyton, I'm putting you on the spot. Where are you leaning? Which of those four?
Yeah, no, easy. Muertos in Westwood. No, no. Okay, I take it back.
Whoa, not easy.
No, that's where I want to go. It feels like a cop out because I always want to do Westwood stuff, but like.
I'll tell you. Their
you know
stuff
what?
Is the best.
No, I'm sorry. I'm calling an inaudible. I'm pivoting. I'm doing Denver Oddities and Curiosities Expo.
Ooh.
Because that's technically in October.
Okay, for the technicality. Well, I'm leaning towards Dyketopia. I've been meaning to get to one of those shows. This feels like a special, bigger one.
I mean...
Who's with me on Dyketopia?
I've been dying to check this out, and I feel like if they've got 2 days of options. Also, the Bug Theater on the north side is such a cool, tiny theater. It's so much. It's just, it feels good to be in there. I might be leaning that way, too. I mean, I'm probably already going to go to Westwood, too, but.
I could pivot because I know none of you guys are going to go to the Curiosities Expo with me, so.
What do you mean? I'll go with you.
Is that yours, Olivia?
I know. I
want to
see Peyton's inner goth.
Oh, I didn't know I got to vote. I want to go be goth. I want to go be goth with Peyton.
At the Oddities and Curiosities Expo?
Honestly, yeah. I kind of do want to go to that, but...
I could be convinced that way. I could learn how to do taxidermy.
I want to go. I love looking at weird stuff.
I love a good convention, I'll be honest with you.
I love me some knickknacks. I bet I could find some good knickknacks.
Oh, this
there.
Place, for sure. Antiques, preserved things in jars. I mean,
hell
come
yeah.
On.
Let's go.
All
Come
right.
on, guys.
I think that's our pick for Breeze. That's
wow.
the Denver Oddities and Curiosities Expo, which means it's down to just two. Denver Oddities and Curiosities Expo versus the Emma Crawford Coffin Races in Manitou Springs. What's our official maybe? We can only choose one here.
I mean, I feel like...
My heart's in the coffin.
Mine too.
Oddities and Curiosities Expo is low stakes for me. I'd probably go with that one. I might find my Halloween costume there too. So
that does sound pretty good.
I can't. I can't say no to us racing in a coffin.
It sounds so fun. It's so fun.
Iconic.
Okay,
Olivia, how about you?
I mean, obviously, I'm taking mine to the grave. Literally,
we're going coffin racing this month, folks.
All right. Okay.
Yay!
I mean, also to be fair, if you have not been to Manitou Springs, that place is definitely a vortex. It is weird.
Yeah, it is an interesting place.
It is a different
I have a friend
kind of
who's from there, and he's a weirdo for sure.
Yes, the energy is wild in Manitou Springs. So I might go there just to check out the witchy vibes, too. I'm down.
All right.
Woo!
Well, there you have it. The official CityCast Denver maybe for October. But there's way more where that came from. Peyton's got plenty more recommendations every day in our newsletter, Hey Denver, which you can subscribe to right now at denver.citycast.fm. Olivia, Peyton, Bree, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
That's all for today here on CityCast Denver. If you enjoyed the show, why not take a minute to tell the ghost of Emma Crawford about us, rate the show 5 stars wherever you get your podcasts, and subscribe to our morning newsletter and learn more about us at denver.citycast.fm. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. See you then.
Okay, let's start. Let's just get this thing over with. On my janky computer.